John.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca, North America Cup Edition. Heading into the Cup, the horse for whom this song is dedicated has been the buzz of the racing world. And we'll talk to the connections on this edition of Trot Radio.
Big Bad John.
Welcome back to Trot Radio. The morning line favorite for this year's North America Cup has never finished worse than second in 13 career starts. He's not just big, he's big and bad. He's Big Bad John, and on today's episode, we get the inside scoop from his trainer-driver, trainer Ron Potter, driver Brett Miller. Welcome, gentlemen, to Trot Radio.
Thank you.
Ron,
Thank you.
You're good to have you with us. Ron, first of all, congratulations on this horse. He's a phenomenal colt that you brought along. Were you involved in his choice as a yearling?
Actually, no, I wasn't. His owner picked him out himself, with the help of a guy that has trained horses for him years ago and stuff in Lexington, and they really liked him, and they took him. He was in Florida, was broke down there, and trained down. I think when I got him, he was around 230. I got him at the end of February, first of March, his two-year-old year. They sent him up to me, and we finished him out, and that's how we got together on him.
When you first saw him, did you think it was a wise $130,000 yearling purchase?
Well, you know, I horses come in all price ranges and size and everything like that. And, he was a nice-looking colt, but he wasn't like you'd think, you know, he's some big, strong, strapping thing like that. He really wasn't that. But when you took him out on the track and stuff, he was just had a great attitude, and he just, you know, he trained down super.
I'll take hard overlooks any day. How does it feel to have a colt racing for $1.5 million on Saturday?
Nerve-wracking.
That says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, pretty stressful.
How many times have you pre-played the race in your mind? I can't even imagine you can keep track.
You know, I guess I can't count.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to have them the best you can have them, and keep your fingers crossed, and you know, hope your trip works out and everything like that, and just go from there.
What are your thoughts on how he came out of last week's race?
He same as he has. He actually seemed a little better to me afterwards. I mean, we got him home and stuff, and turned him out a little bit Monday morning, and then jogged him, and he was just his old self, like he hadn't even been anywhere. So I was pretty happy with him. I trained him Wednesday, and he trained really good, and we're just anxious to get back up there and get the business.
He certainly is a colt that doesn't seem too hard on himself, and that is such an asset. Brett, you opened up on the field in the stretch. You seemed to be getting after him, though, at the end of the mile. Foreclosure was gaining on you with every stride. How much did Big Bad John have left?
He's the type of colt that when a horse gets to his eyeball and he sees another horse, he digs in.
Mm.
So when he opened up on him, I kind of kept chasing him a little bit, strictly for the fact that Mohawk stretch is so long.
Mm-hmm.
And with that long stretch, you always have horses coming out of the woodworks. Like you have with that long stretch, there could be horses shaking loose late with a lot of go, and you never know. You know, so I kept chasing him a little bit, just making sure, you know, nobody was going to get to us again after Jody Jamison got to us with his colt.
Sure.
So to answer your question, really, he definitely had more left, because when he sees a horse, he digs back in.
Gotta love that, eh? For sure.
Yeah.
Ron, you went with Brett in the bike this year. Didn't drive the colt at 2, but there you go. He's unbeaten at 3. What went into the decision to give Brett the drive on this colt?
Well, everybody that had driven him at 2 years when he was 2 was did a great job with him. You know, there's Dave Miller drove him early, and then he won with him at Delaware and Standardbred, you know, and raced really good there. And then after the Standardbred, we went to the Breeders' Crown, and we needed a driver. Dave was in the same division with us with Passion Delight, so he had driven for Jim Campbell, and I understood, so I asked Dave Blunt if he would drive him, and he drove him the rest of the starts last year, too. So we just kind of, the reason why we kind of went this route, I'm sure Dave would have drove him, but I know he drives a lot for the Berks, and you never know what anybody else coming up. And I was looking for somebody that that could drive this colt, you know, every start that he has, that we wouldn't have to worry about that part of it. And I think that's a big factor once they get to know the horse. And Brett is probably one of the most capable drivers that I could ever have. And we've known each other for a long time, and I trust him with anything I got. So that's talked it over with the owner, and it was between Pallone and Brett, and we, you know, I called Brett and asked him if, you know, he'd be able, if this colt was good enough, he'd be able to commit to him, and he said absolutely. So that's how this all got started.
Hey, Brett, gotta feel good to get the call over a Hall of Famer.
Yes, that is for sure. And another funny thing, well, kind of a funny thing about that is, 2 days before Ron called me to drive this colt, myself and my wife were looking at the computer, looking at the entries, or not so much the entries, looking at the horses that were eligible for the North American Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked over at my wife and I said, man, here's a horse I'd love to drive, Big Bad John.
No kidding.
And Ron called me 2 days later to drive him, and it was just...
Wow.
My wife and I, we just couldn't believe it.
That is amazing. Now, in each of his starts this year, Brett, you've been on top of this colt by the half mile at the latest. Sports Raider, as you know, won this race last year on the front. Is that pretty much a game plan going in for Saturday to get to the engine and dig in when needed?
Truthfully, when you're going, when you're going for this kind of money, the game, you try to go with a game plan, but you got to be careful to not overdo it. And going for $1.5 million, I highly doubt if they're going to be at the half and 56 or 55.
Hmm.
So I got to be careful how I race him, because the colt, in my mind, he can race anyway. He loves following a horse. He loves passing a horse. He loves racing on the front. He acts like he can do it anyway.
Hmm.
So I just got to be careful. You know, I'm definitely not going into the race saying to myself, oh, I got to get him to the front. You know, and in that case, who knows, I will be at the half and 53 flat, and I
yeah.
don't want that to happen. You know, I don't want that to happen.
No,
so I'm just going to play it by ear and see what everybody else is doing, and just go from there.
Yeah, pretty, you know, the best laid plans tend to go awry as soon as the gates fly open. You got a whole new game plan, I'm sure. Ron, you shipped the horse back to Ohio, Ron, instead of stabling him locally, and we talked about this a little bit off the air. But for our listeners, why did you make the ship as opposed to keep him up here at somewhere around Mohawk anyway?
Well, I have other commitments at home, and I like to have, I don't train that many horses, so, you know, it's just a matter. This horse is a really good shipper, and he loves his home, and we have, you know, turnout paddocks and everything like that, and he likes doing that. And like I said, he got off the trailer Sunday afternoon getting home. It's just like he hadn't been anywhere, so I was 99% sure that bringing him back home wouldn't hurt anything, and that, you know, he likes being in his surroundings, and I just decided that I was going to stick with the same game plans we had going up there, and you know, everything so far has worked out great. And he'll be leaving tomorrow morning early, and he'll be up there mid-afternoon. And he doesn't race till 9:30 on Saturday night, and that's more than enough time for him to get rested up and ready to roll.
Yeah, for our listeners, this program is being recorded on Thursday afternoon, so you can keep track of the dates from there. Brett, you've raced against all the top colts. Is this colt the best of the bunch, or is this a fairly even matched group?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say this early in the year. He's definitely, in my mind, he's definitely, you know, one of the best. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, it's still early in the year, and, you know, there's some colts that haven't gotten maybe the right trip
Like in my mind, Big Jim.
Mm-hmm.
I got a feeling if Big Jim gets a covered up trip, I think you'll see a different horse. Mm-hmm. He's been cutting the miles out and getting a little tired, it looks like. And I look for him to be lethal, because I got a feeling they're not going to race him on the front, and he's going to get a trip, and he's going to be tough to beat. So yeah, I definitely think Big Bad John's definitely one of the best. And but it's a tough group, though. It's going to be a good race Saturday.
Well, we are going to be watching for sure. Ron, would you agree with Brett's assessment?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of nice colts out there, and he's just I guess when it gets down to the end, it's just how the race develops and how your trip works out for you and stuff like that. And we know that this is no walk in the park by any means at all. And we're all just overwhelmed to just be able to be in it, let alone how things go. So we're going to be trying our best, and that's all we can do. And I guess we'll be able to tell you about 9:42 Saturday night.
Well, I speak on behalf of all Canadian racing fans when we say we're just honored to have two class acts like yourselves, Ron and Brett, coming up for the North America Cup. We want to wish you the very best of luck on Saturday night. Thanks for taking the time to appear on Trot Radio.
Big Bad John.
Big John. Nobody seemed to know where John called.